I think Archipovera, which came to the fore in the late 60s, remains very important. There are a number of artists who are still working now who came to prominence in that at that moment. Their practices still have great resonance with artists now, and that's one of the reasons for showing their work in this density at Tate Modern this spring. I suppose more broadly, though, it's part of our rolling programme of showing different aspects of 20th and 21st century work, which is held in the collection. And so a long-term strategy has always been to draw more material from our collections, draw it together, and show a wider public a greater variety of work.
I mean, it's interesting to see that people who perhaps don't know the Archipovera movement very well will be struck by the fact that even a lot of it is more than 40 years old. It looks like it could have been made in the last 5 years. It looks incredibly modern and very much is in this whole current idea of challenging what is art and the fact that anything can be used. It must have been an incredibly influential movement.
I think it was. And it's not limited to what was going on in Italy, although the Italians were doing amazing work. But what was interesting about Archipovera is that there was an international network of artists who immediately could be speaking to each other and understand that in the turmoil of the late 60s, that the ways in which art making could be transformed was something that they shared and that they were united in questioning across international boundaries. I think it does have a relevance today, and it does seem incredibly new and incredibly vibrant, partly because those concerns with questioning the nature of what it means to be making art, what place the artwork has within the galleries, the gallery walls, the relationship with commercialism, all these things are still very live topics.
But it's interesting that one of the curious aspects about it was that a lot of the art was designed to be ephemeral and not permanent and so on. And you actually mentioned before there's this slight paradox of trying to capture this kind of movement within the setting of a gallery. Was this something that made it difficult to do?
Yes, I mean, the ephemeral is always a challenge to a place which, as a museum, is trying to set down standards and to capture certain moments of creativity. That's an institutional challenge, and it's one in which many of the artists have helped us to move with. That they've given us instructions on how works can be remade. They've come and remade works themselves, and so the position of the museum slightly outside the realm of the broader market, I suppose, attracts artists to interact with the museum even as their work is challenging it.